time the last liberation, end of the suffer, beginning of good things to come. Time of the sweet celebration, the debut excitement, knowing that your work is done. Time of that moment in time when time's no longer and life will be forever there. Time of the fresh falling rain, soaking the heart of which to you we freely give. Oh, tell us we're going home, tell us that heavenly story, and oh,
greetings. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 29th, 2014. And so the system, sisters and brothers, constructed by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, causing the uprooting of men, women, boys, and girls' families, moving from Africa, moving from Asia, moving from Europe, moving from Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, moving from the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel, men and women moving here and there to try to make a better living. Because the system constructed by the wicked ruling class has absolutely destroyed men, women, boys, girls, destroyed livelihood, taken land, taken homes, taken wealth, taken health care, taken education, taking everything that the people need. So what's our attitude? We allow ourselves to take on the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And the Bible in Jeremiah, I forget which chapter, warns the pastors, warns all the leaders, woe unto you pastors who have scattered my sheep, my flock, meaning you who have created policies, you who have created laws that have illegally uprooted my people, the oppressed masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth, and now they are scattered and divided all over the earth. And then the leadership, the pastors, the presidents, prime ministers, mayors, governors, Fraternal Order of the Police, CIA, FBI, they teach us, the poor working class people, to hate someone coming across the border as if the hatred is justified because we fictitiously think that this individual is coming to take our job. All lies, all fictitious narrative. These men, women, boys, and girls have a right to go anywhere they want to seek a better life and to make a better living for their babies and their children. What we need to do is what this scripture is saying. Verse 34, but the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. This is where we get the word, the phrase, love thy neighbor as thyself. We are to love the sister and the brother, love the men, women, boys, and girls, and stand up and fight so that people do not have to choose to be uprooted because of the wickedness of a system. Love, human love for another, family love on a lower level, sexual. But what we're talking about is love like a friend, love for another human being, love for individuals, love for friends and people. So love that one as yourself. Do you love you? Do we love ourselves? Do we love enough to consider that one traveling because of poverty and depression, we are to love that one as if they were our own self, as if they were actually kith and kin, blood of our blood, flesh of our flesh, bone of our own bone. We have to change our attitudes. Remember, it says, ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. And so, what about our condition? Black people, having come through the slave system of the United of the Americas, so-called American Indian, living in the United States of North America, what was your condition in times past? Caucasian men and women who fled poverty out of Europe, what was your condition in times past? Sisters and brothers who fled persecution and depression in Vietnam and other places in Asia. Sisters and brothers who may have fled persecution from Haiti. Sisters and brothers who have fled persecution from wherever we have come from. Maybe we are living a little better now, and maybe we have forgotten where we have come from. But don't forget our struggles. Don't forget our own trials. Verse 35, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. So let me see, meat yard is defined as measuring, size, an act of measurement. And so everywhere we go, we're dealing in measurement, we're dealing in weights. The word weights is defined as heaviness and weight, having to do with pay and receiving and spending. You see, weights and measures are used in the system to determine how much we are to pay for the item that we are purchasing. Well, we are to construct a society, a nation that is absolutely righteous and truthful, so that we do not overprice men, women, boys, and girls, and do not oppress and exploit and destroy men, women, boys, and girls. Just balances, just weights, just epah, just hen. Let me see, balances, scales and balances. And the word just, tzedek, justice, rightness, righteous, normal. You see, to be unjust is abnormal to the universe. To be just and right and righteousness is normal. It says righteousness in government, judges, rulers, kings. So we're talking in law. We're talking to all the rulers, judges, rulers, kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, Supreme Court justices. We demand that the society be just and truthful and right, and we are going to create leadership that will take your place if you refuse to be just. Just weights, just epah. Measure and quantities. This is having to do with measures and quantities and amounts. And it says it's of Egyptian derivation. Let me see that again. You see, this is coming from Africa all the way. You pronounce it this way.
Strong's 374. Apha. Apha.
Is a feminine noun. And it says of Egyptian derivation. When you study African Kemet Egyptian words, you see many of these words right in the African Hebrew lexicon, because the African Hebrews and African Egyptian Kemet men and women, boys and girls, are one people with Ethiopia and Nubia and so on. And so, the just hen, what's the hen? Another unit of measure. So we're looking at a society. See, we're building the human being. We are reconstructing our societies, reconstructing our systems, reconstructing the governments. We're taking the corruption out of the system, which removes the sin from the system, which removes oppression and suppression and exploitation, and causes all of us to be just and right. And then you can go anywhere on the planet and receive truth, receive justice, receive righteousness, receive friendship, receive love. Therefore, verse 37, shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, I am the Lord. The statutes, the orders, the commandments, the rules, the laws of the Almighty are written in the universe. Study the universe. Study the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. And know and understand that we are to conduct our lives in commensurate with the universe. The science of living. The science of life. The science of birthing. Then we will see God, Goddess, face to face, because when you look at the word like second coming of Christ, that word coming and the return has to do with revealing, the uncovering. See, a cover has been put over our eyes because of the system, so I can't see you correctly. I can't see the universe correctly. But when the scales are removed from our eyes, did not Yahushua remove the scales from the eyes of a blind man so that that blind man may not be blind anymore and begin to see all that the man was looking at in the correct manner? That is you, that is me, that is us. We can't see each other correctly because of the system dividing us against each other, creating enmity and jealousy, creating hatred against each other, from each other. And so we need the Almighty. We need to study Deuteronomy 6 and 4, which says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, African Hebrew language would read this way, hear, O Israel, Yahuwah, our Elohim, is one Yahuwah. What is this doing to us? This scripture is forcing us to be metaphysicists. This scripture is forcing us to study scientifically the energies of the universe. And energy is synonymous with spirit. Spirit is synonymous with energy. So, Yahuwah existing, the principle of life and existing, is in the universe everywhere. And everywhere we look, we are looking at the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And every portion of the universe is governed by a spirit energy entity working on behalf of the Almighty Yahuwah, working on behalf of the human family. And the human family, all of us are Elohim, as well as the spirit energy entity angels, and as well as every portion and facet of the universe, because even the works of the Almighty are called Elohim in the scripture. So we, the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, study each other, study our energies, spirit energies, study our dispositions, study the energy, spirit disposition of every portion of the universe, all the way down to the molecular level. understand the spirit, energy, angelic power entities that rule and govern every facet of the universe on behalf of the Almighty Yahuwah, the cause for the existence of all that exists, fulfilling the first law of science, which is the law of cause and effect. Then we understand that when we research the word energy in E equals MC squared, Einstein's equation that he got from Africa, because this whole scripture, whether the Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, whether you study the universe, you're studying E equals MC squared. We're studying energy equals material mass and matter, the material universe, times C squared, which is the speed of light squared, which is 186,281 miles per half a second, since it's the speed of light squared. So we are in the study of energy. We are in the study of how energy permeates the whole of the universe. And without energy, there is no movement. There's nothing happening. So if something is happening, we're looking at energy. Everything takes energy. It takes energy to love. It takes energy to hate. It takes energy to kill. But it takes energy to create life and propagate life and keep life going. We want to keep life going. So we have to understand energy. Now, when you research the definition of the word energy, it will tell you in the dictionary, usually positive spiritual force, living within all creatures and people. That's a paraphrase. But why usually positive? That means that there is, as the dictionary would call it, a negative energy that is unusual. Now, I know that energy needs both positive and negative charge. That energy may be propagated and created and perpetuated. So I'm trying not to say positive, negative in reference to good and evil. I'm trying to say good and evil because negative charge is not evil. You need positive and negative charge. The proton is the father in the atom, that is the positive charge. The electron, the mother in the atom, is the negative charge. And we need the negative charge with the positive charge to create energy. All right. But good and evil. All right. So energy is usually good force that lives, good spiritual force that lives in all the universe, all the animals, and all the people. So on the flip side, there's bad energy. Bad energy is unusual. Wickedness is unusual to the universe, abnormal. So when we understand that presidents and prime ministers may begin with good energy, but then they get into contact with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, now they have bad energy and seek to spread that bad energy spirit to you and me, causing us to divide and hate one another. This is metaphysics. This is how we become metaphysicists or metaphysicians, by studying energy. You've gone into a room and said to yourself, wow, I do not like the energy in this room. Something is going on. See, we are naturally metaphysicists. And when we see that and sense that, it becomes a sign and an omen, like magic and conjuring, that teaches us how to behave until we can see exactly what's going on. See, these powers must be used for good. not for evil. Now let's move to some zodiac, to some of the zodiac, and see what we can glean from some of the zodiac. Now, if you look at Aries, and Aries is your zodiac that is timed with Easter. For we are tracking the sun through the 12-month zodiac clockwise, but also tracking the sun through the 26,000-year period of time that is the reverse zodiac. But looking at the clockwise 12-month calendar zodiac, the sun having come through the months of September, let me see now, which is Libra, that is your fall equinox. So that's the Aptum sun falling, going down into the lower regions below the equator, which teaches us that we must watch out for our passions, desires that are below our waistline, beltline, that is our physical equator, our sex organs, our stomach, belly, eating, the drive and passion to eat and fulfill sexual desire are symbolic of desire for fame, fortune, love, friendship that can be taken the wrong way, and we allow ourselves to be misused, abused, and destroyed, and misuse, abuse, and destroy each other. So the sun, September 21, fall equinox, goes down into the Libra zodiac sign. October 21, roughly, still going down. Scorpio zodiac sign. November 21, roughly, Sagittarius. And then December, you have Capricorn. You have the sun on its cross, celestial cross. 3 days, three nights on December 21st. These 3 days and three nights, the sun ceases moving south away from the earth. We're in the winter time. This is the winter solstice. The sun on the third day, December 25th, resurrects and begins to move again, coming to life again, moving north, teaching us that we are the Christ, we are they whom are to resurrect and come back to life. That sun going down into the southern regions teaches us that we must go down into our southern regions. We must go down into our psyche. We must go down into those territories within our spiritual, mental, and moral, and physical structure, and clean house in the south portion of our structures. Tame our passions. Tame our desires with the light of the sun. At this time, we are looking at the position of the earth with the sun, and how the earth follows the sun, spins on its axis, and follows the sun through the orbits and so on. The earth representing ourselves, the sun also representing ourselves. Our heads or minds can be seen as the sun of our structure. And so once again, we are resurrecting and moving from the south to the north now. We're on our way to the other side of this sphere to come up to the equator for a complete and full birth and resurrection. January 21, you have Aquarius, the water bearer. The ruler of Aquarius is Uranus. This is an airy sign or sign of the air, or air is the sign associated with Aquarius. But Aquarius symbolically is waters. You see two squiggly lines of waters that look like elongated ends, because Aquarius is the waters of noon. And so when you see the zodiac or the sun coming through the zodiac of January and Aquarius, that is the sun coming to birth. That is the birth reality, the waters of noon. And it's wiggly because we're looking at energy. We're looking at the construct of the universe. And energy, the word of the Almighty, causing light waves, causing sound waves, inaudibly, invisibly, according to the Dogon people, then audibly, visibly, light and sound spiraling. And from that, the seed of life, germ of life, the atom of life, the hydrogen sun, the aton, the adon, the ra, the adon, the Christ, Christos. All of these are euphemisms for how the Most High is using the hydrogen sun, atom, atum, to facilitate life and bring to birth life. And so this sun coming through Aquarius is teaching us of birth of light. Check out the golden sun shining white light. Shine that white light through a prism. Fracture the white light into the colors of the rainbow. Look deeper into the colors of the rainbow and you see black lines. Those black lines represent dark matter, the melanin of the universe, and the waters of noon. This material reality that is more weighty and has more mass than all that is visible within the universe. These black waters, sometimes dark green waters, the waters of noon, Aquarius, are the waters that are the reality that causes the universe to behave as the universe should behave. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.